This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Words matter, as we know, and on days like this one, where arguably the near-term future of the global economy rests on a couple of hundred words from the G7 and the Federal Reserve, words written by committee, it should be pointed out, some parsing seems to be in order. So we've gotten Jessica Rett back on the phone. She is Associate Professor of Linguistics at UCLA. Good to have you back on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you read these two statements at our request this morning from the G7 and the Treasury. Also, Jay Powell had a press conference. First of all, to the chairman, he said the situation with the coronavirus is fluid. As a professional linguist, what do you make of that?
Well, it's pretty non-committal. It just means it's not stagnant. I mean, we all have intuitions about this. It could mean it's getting better. It could mean it's getting worse. But they're not going to sort of show their cards on that.
Seems to me that more than ever, I mean, you know, the Fed's words always get parsed and the G7 and the Treasury in moments like this. It seems that almost more than what they did, it's their mood they're trying to transmit. Yes.
Yeah, there are a lot of calm and reaffirming words. So strong, sustainable growth, safeguard, supporting price stability and economic growth while maintaining the resilience. They could have just said maintaining the status quo, but they're maintaining the resilience of the financial system. They even said at some point, we welcome that the International Monetary Fund is standing ready. You know, these are all just very calming, positive words.
Okay, so with the caveat that you are a professor of linguistics and not of finance or economics, why isn't the market reading it the way you think they meant it?
Well, I mean, I think the implicature of them sending out a statement like this, if you say something like, everybody stay calm, I think the first thing that people think of if they are calm is, oh goodness, why are you telling me to stay calm? I was calm. If I'm calm already, what's the need to send out a statement like that? So that's the only thing I can think of. There's just an implicature there that arises from the perceived need to issue a statement like this at all.
The peril of being a central banker in these times. Jessica Rett is an associate professor of linguistics at UCLA. Professor, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Stay healthy.
Oh, I'm trying. You too.